Richard Arnold, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, Mike. Good morning to you and to everyone. You know, it almost seems like life is normal here. We're not quite there yet, of course, but the Thanksgiving Day parades are back on here after the COVID lockdowns. Last year, the big event in New York City had no spectators. It was simply made for TV with a handful of floats moving along with vehicles not drawn by the balloon handlers. This year, the crowds are back, and so are the teasers from Broadway musicals like the latest version of Annie.
Together at last, together forever.
Well, this year as well, the weather is perfect, and there are 28 floats and 15 giant balloons moving through the canyons of Manhattan, including this year, Baby Yoda. Do or do not, there is no try, I don't know. So there is also Tiptoe the Reindeer, which is the first ever puppet balloon, so a balloon figure with articulated limbs. There are also bands from around the country, including an all-girl band from Texas, among them Marley Watts' band member. Her grandmother marched in the parade in 1971, 50 years ago. And she is on hand and says of the situation today,
I'm excited. It's destiny.
Dermot Shea, the New York Police Commissioner, says he expects all to be secure, including from COVID.
I think we're in good shape. I think when you look at the vaccination rates, when you look at the outdoor venue that it is today.
Well, here's a number for you. This year they're using 136 kilos of glitter. You don't want to get anywhere near that elsewhere in the land. Actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson decided he would do something cool for Thanksgiving. So he has given away his own personal custom-made truck at a movie screening to a fellow named Oscar Rodriguez, who was more than surprised by this. Here's the moment, Oscar reading a note just given to him by The Rock.
Thank you for your service, brother. Enjoy your new truck. What the heck?
Well, Oscar is a Navy vet who cares for his aging mum, is a leader in his local church, helps provide meals for women hurt by domestic violence. Kind human being, says The Rock. Go enjoy your new truck, dude. So, yeah, very cool.
Fantastic. About this time yesterday, we were handing down the sentences, or the court was.
Yes.
Where are we going with the Arbery three?
Well, a lot of relief after the guilty verdicts for the trio who chased down that young fella, cornered him and shot and killed Ahmaud Arbery. The three soon will face sentencing, and there is a mandatory minimum of 30 years for each 30 years in prison for the charges. Prosecutors say they're going to seek life without parole. One satirist quipped, it's kind of surreal seeing justice in America. Outside the court, one elderly African-American woman said this.
I might be crying, but believe me, I'm happy.
A turning point, she hopes. The prosecutor now is saying of the case that she presented,
I wanted to make sure that the jury understood that the self-defense case was absolute garbage.
That would be a legal term, right? While Arbery's mother is saying now that she is gratified that some things have changed for the better with this case, even as it's brought the loss of her son.
She's caused that citizen's arrest law to be repealed, and I want people to think of Ahmaud as changed.
Defendants say they plan to appeal their convictions, but in this case, didn't take very long for the jury to find against them. 11 hours as the jury decided on 27 criminal counts.
See you Monday, mate. Appreciate it very much. Richard Arnold, stateside.